lives here and to know what's going on. So we've leaned into more of that, more utility journalism, and also just more experimentation, and to try to do that experimentation as effortlessly as possible, to try things so that we can see if they work. And if they do, let's do more of it. And if they don't, let's try something else. You know, we recently had a project called Behold launch, and, you know, it launched on an Instagram platform, but we also had a live event, which is basically Black portraiture, where we were taking, you know, photos of a range of African Americans and showcasing them and highlighting them, and just and being able to let them see, not only let the world see, but let them see the imagery of themselves. And sometimes I think we can underestimate how powerful just visibility is, you know, to be seen, to be photographed, to be thought of as this is what I look like. This is what I stand for. This is me. This is how I express myself. And, you know, that started with just, you know, I start with staffers, you know, they put all this together, you know, if the reporter had suggested it and other people picked up the ball, you know, Tiger for Jason Armand, you know, leaned into it and others did. And so there's just, you know, I think in a newsroom, you want to create energy, you know, that where people feel it. And then, man, here somebody did something that was cool. What can we do? You know, a happy newsroom for me is where people are constantly pitching new things. Right. And constantly thinking, how can I make the place better? Because when you have that, then that's people claiming the place as theirs. Because it's just, as much as I enjoy being executive editor, it's not my Los Angeles Times, you know? It's the Los Angeles Times. And so everybody can attach their name to it and their vibe to it, you know? We created Image Magazine, you know? We remade it ineffectively and trying to turn it into around-the-clock brands. It's a culture brand, and we do a lot of cool things that you don't see anywhere else but there. And we want to keep building that, you know, like, let's try new things and then get them to the audiences that need to see them, that want to see them. And hopefully people can feel great about their place. Not great every single day. You know how it is, John. Man, we have some days, but feel great about where they work and, right, and what they're contributing back, what they're giving back to those who need to have a really strong Los Angeles Times.
Final question, Kevin. You recently attended the NABJ and NAHJ National Convention. What knowledge did you drop on this next generation of journalists?
You know, it's funny you say that. You and I have been around a while. I mean, the main thing is, I think, to have some fun and also just don't be in such a hurry. You know, one of the things I said was, man, ambition is great. Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with having it, but don't let ambition ruin you. You know, enjoy it along the way and learn as much and be curious. That's a famous line in Ted Lasso, which I love that series. Be curious, not judgmental. Right. And they're really along the way. Don't step over people to try to get to a rung of the ladder and, you know, accumulate a lot of titles, and then you figure out, yeah, I had a lot of titles, but what did I do with those titles? You know, but really learn the craft. Late Kobe Bryant, you know, go to places, go into the gym, find a gym wherever he was on an away game and work on some deficiency in your game or something you wanted to improve. And, man, because excellence along the way is, you can be excellent in something, then you have a great pathway, you know. But sometimes it takes a while to develop that excellence, you know. And right. And so don't be always skipping. Don't skip steps, you know. Don't be in such a hurry that you don't learn. Take time to learn what you need to do so that you're better prepared along the way. And always at every stage have some fun. And not only in our business have fun, but outside it, you know. because the more well-rounded you are, the more that you get things feeding your soul and your mind, the better journalist you're going to be anyway. So
you got that right.
Yeah.
Any final comments, Kevin?
Man, the final comment is that when I got the note that you wanted to talk to me, man, first of all, I was honored. And that's an automatic yes, man, for you, because it's been a while, man. I hope we get to see each other, man. I've always been an admirer of your work, you know, and everything that you've done, you know, and the way you carried yourself and your career, man. And you, you know, it's an honor to be on the show with you. That's my final comment. I mean, your listeners, you know.
RCT, Pittsburgh. Thank you.
Thank you.
WRCT Pittsburgh.
Program from WRCT Pittsburgh. The opinions expressed on this show are those of the participants and not necessarily those of WRCT or Carnegie Mellon University. Email comments or questions to WRCT Public Affairs, PA@WRCT.org. And now, Pandemonium.
Hi, this is Kevin Amos, and welcome to this edition of Pandemonium. I'm the host of a Jazz Corner One-to-One program that comes on every Sunday morning from 6 a.m. until noon. We feature jazz, blues, R&B, reggae, and more. It's a kind of a soundscape, a Sunday morning soundscape for you. First up, we got some new music from Byron Miller, great bass player. We're going to hear from him. And after that, we'll hear some new music from Mr. Walter Beasley, who has some local connections here. So stay tuned. Thank you.
got something I know. I feel it all in my soul. Whenever you come around, whenever you come around, love when you turn it up.
That's Mr. Azar Lawrence from his new release, and that was a tune called Ain't No Doubt About It. A little bit about Azar Lawrence. He has a career that spans more than half a century. He's performed with all the numerous jazz titans, include Horace Tapscott, McCoy Tyner, Miles Davis, Freddie Hubbard, Willie Shaw, percussionist James M. Toomey, drummers Alvin Jones and Billy Higgins. The Los Angeles-born Lawrence, however, has never been confined by the genre categories in jazz. His instrumental and songwriting work with iconic soul singers Chuck Jackson, Roberta Flack, Marvin Gaye, and Phyllis Hyman, along with the R&B jazz juggernaut in ensemble Earth, Wind & Fire, is indelible. So, from all those experiences working with those artists, as well as mapping out his impressive discography as a leader, particularly his Fire Spiritual Jazz LPs for Prestige Records in the 70s, Bridge into the New Age, that's 1974, Summer Solstice, 1975, and People More Moving in 1976, all inform what Lawrence brings to the table in New Sky. Also, Walter Beasley, we mentioned that he has a lot of local connections here. He has a lot of relatives in the Pittsburgh area. I remember a few years back seeing him with Jason Miles here at Manchester Craftsman's Guild, and Desi Bay and several other of his relatives showed up for that program. A huge, huge family out of this Pittsburgh area. So we want to acknowledge that. Now we are going to slow it down a bit and hear from Miss Cecile.
If you should love me, don't ever tell me. Show it, that's how I'll know it. In fact, it's better not to show me at all. Let me pine, let me yearn, let me crawl, let me write you a song. And long to belong to you, write you a song. Thank you.
Cecile McLaurin-Savant, there for you. One of my favorite vocalists. Has been for a number of years now. Great stuff from her. That's from her new one called Ghost Song. Now, we're going to hear from Miss Eugenie Jones, another one of my favorite artists.
Love.
it's Eugenie Jones there for you here on Pandemonium. One of the great singers that are out these days, doesn't get recognized that much, but with this new distribution, maybe that's what that will happen more. On the West Coast now, getting a lot of reviews on the West Coast out of Seattle area and Portland and places like that. But she's originally hails from the Morgantown area, and that's how we kind of like hooked up in our private talks. So she's local, but you know, based out of the West Coast and doing real good with her latest release. So be sure to check out Prayers from Eugenie Jones. Next up, we'll go into our R&B focus and close out with a reggae tune if we have enough time. Music from Frank McCone. I hope you enjoyed the program, and let's take you out with the Congos. Congos featured on the Groundation's new one, but the vocals are definitely prominent, and you could tell it's the legendary reggae group. See you next time.
You've been listening to Pandemonium. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and not necessarily those of WRCT or Carnegie Mellon University. Email comments or questions to WRCT Public Affairs, PA, at WRCT.org. Thanks for listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Don't like to see your face. Don't like to hear you talk at all. I could be there, but I'm just getting bored. Can't even bring myself to call. And I don't want to see.
You just heard Life is White by the band Big Star. This is DJ Chris Wired, and you're listening to Anatomy of the Ear, an annual event where we play our favorite genres just for you. Tune in to Anatomy of the Ear Friday through Sunday, 11 a.m. to 4 a.m. here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Don't worry, regular programming will return Monday morning. But for now, we have 1 hour of power pop music for you, which I hope you will enjoy. Next up, we have a band off Broadway with the song Stay in Time.
Oh, She's so young, she's
looked at my face this morning, I just couldn't cut my hair. Ate two candy bars for breakfast. Guess I really didn't care. Had to force myself to wake up. I just had to stop my day. Didn't want to leave my room. Didn't want to see the things out there. Hope this day won't last too long. Hope that nothing will go wrong. It doesn't take all that much to bring me back out again. I wonder now.